next time. 31 Days, 31 Podcasts. 31 Days, 31 Podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman pottering.
Hey everybody, I smell terrible. I have not showered yet today. Spooky, huh? So today we're going to talk about a film I saw, and I use that word very lightly. I have no respect for the term. The movie I saw is a little movie called Wish Upon from 2017. Now,
hey Carl, look at this.
Seven wishes.
I'm trying to drive here.
I wish Darcy Chapman would just like go rot. It's given me everything. Money, love.
At what cost?
You'd have to get rid of it.
Everything will be fine. Everything will be fine.
Okay, so Wish Upon is about, let me set the scene for you. The opening scene is very important in this film because it introduces you immediately to the caliber of thing that you're watching. So it opens with a average-looking suburban house. A little girl comes outside with a, you know, puppy. And her mom follows her out onto the porch, and the girl runs into the yard where there's a bicycle that she jumps onto. And, you know, the mom is like, are you going to go check on him again? And she's like, uh-huh, come on, Max. And they, you know, she pedals off on her bike with the dog. They go about 20 feet. So she took a bicycle like 20 feet to look inside a bush where there's, you know, baby birds in a nest. And then she like reaches in and she's petting baby birds, which I'm like, I don't know if that's, should not be encouraging that behavior, but whatever. Then she rides her bike back home. You know, she somehow manages to find her way back home. And then her and Max go back inside, and she finds her mother has hung herself in the attic. Also important to note is her mom has a mysteriously cloth-wrapped object she puts in the garbage. And then promptly kills herself for her young daughter to find. So we cut to the present. Now, you know, we cut to the present. The house is all fucked up looking. Everything's gone to crap. The same bike is still in the front yard. So this has got to be 10 to 15 years later, right? The bike is right where it was left in the front yard when mom died. Max is now an adult dog, etc. So she wakes up. She goes to school. And her dad is there. And so the girl who plays the main character is knockoff Alexis Bledel from Gilmore Girls, right? And so she gets up and her dad is there. And her dad, I was like, oh, they found like knockoff Ryan Phillippe to be her dad. And upon looking, I was like, oh, I think that's actually Ryan Phillippe. I think at this point, knockoff Ryan Phillippe and Ryan Phillippe are competing for the same jobs. And so she goes to school. And when she gets to school, she sees her dad and her dad's friend Carl, you know, dumpster diving right near the school. So she's like, oh, seriously? And she has to go over there and be like, hey, I told you not to dumpster dive at the school. Now, apparently her dad is some kind of professional dumpster diver / hoarder. I'm not exactly sure. That part's not really clear. There are things in this movie that are not clear. For example, she's riding her bike to school, and you know, there's like a neighbor who's like, oh, you look so pretty today. And she's like, thank you. And then she almost gets hit by a car being driven by someone else at the school. Like, they sideswipe her on her bike and knock her into garbage cans. And it's almost like the opening to some kind of teen comedy or something. But then, and it's like at this old man's house. He looks like the tall man from Phantasm. And she's like, oh, hey, uncle, whatever. And apparently this is her uncle who lives in this huge mansion. And the uncle just seems like doesn't really give a shit, but whatever. So she rides off to school. She's in a Chinese class, which is important because then her dad finds this thing in the garbage. And it's like a big box. It's kind of an, I don't know, an octagonal box. And it's got Chinese writing all over it. So he's like, I thought you might have liked this thing I got out of the garbage, you know. And so then she's looking at it and she can't necessarily parse what it says. But it says something about wishing, right? So we get this scene where she's at school and she's with her two friends. One is, I don't know, you know, ethnically unclear friend that they're just like, that covers that base, check. And then the other one is Barb from Stranger Things, reprising her role as Barb from Stranger Things, but I guess in 2017, which means she basically looks like Barb from Stranger Things, except she doesn't have the glasses. And, they have this encounter with the popular kids where the main character calls the popular girl Ultimate Smegma. And they both like, you know, and she's like, what does that mean? And so then someone looks it up on Urban Dictionary and is reading it out loud. And the entire lunchroom is like wrapped with attention because it's like, she just called her Ultimate Smegma. What does that mean? And they're reading that it's like this secretion from the genitals and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, oh, shit. And then they just start slapping each other. And then a slap fight starts and just whatever. It's this like hilarious... You know, I talked before about Nightmare on Elm Street being like, this is actually seemed, it rang true to me as far as like relationships with people in high school. This did not, because this was more like, who did people have this kind of encounter in high school? And also like, if someone comes up to your table and is just like, oh, whatever, they're laughing. It's like, okay, our main characters are laughing as the popular girls go by. And the popular girls are like, what are you laughing about? You know, are you laughing at me? And she's like, oh, I was just laughing because I called you Ultimate Smegma. And then you go through this whole thing and it's like, I mean, I know you don't like these popular girls. And she did almost kill you with her car. But on the other hand, you're kind of an asshole too. Like, I'm not sure that you don't deserve it. So anyway, she has this box. She figures out that she can make a wish, right? So she's like, I wish that this popular girl would go rot, you know. And then, of course, what happens is she gets necrotizing fasciitis from a nail salon, right? So she's going to lose part of her face and whatever. She's all fucked up. So then, but then what happens is the dog dies somehow. It's not really clear. The dog's just under the porch and it's like mutilated or something. So they bury the dog and we all go about our lives. Now, you and I watching this movie know exactly what's going on. Because also the dog does not like the Chinese box. The dog is like, what the fuck? Now, there's also a weird thing that I'll just bring up right now because I don't know. It doesn't make sense to bring it up. But so clearly Claire's mom, that's the main character, threw away the wish box at the beginning of the movie, right? She threw away the wish box, killed herself. Well, then her dad finds the wish box again in a dumpster at some point and brings it to Claire. And it's never really clear... Why the mom threw it away, and then also it's not clear if the mom threw it away. Like, why in the narrative did she throw it away? What was her reason? But also, why, if I'm writing this story, why wouldn't I just put it in the attic or something? Because then it would make sense for Claire to find it again, right? I mean, it doesn't really make sense that it was in their home, the mom threw it away, it has circulated in some way and now has come back to their home again. It doesn't, it's overly complicated for no reason, but whatever. But so you know, you and I know what's going on because we're all very familiar with this monkey's paw type story, right? Where it's like, okay, well, obviously you make these wishes and there's consequences. So Claire goes on to make really stupid wishes the whole time. Like, she makes a wish that this guy in school will be totally obsessed with her, which of course means, like, well, he leaves his popular girl girlfriend and then is totally obsessed with her, and not in a good way. I don't know if there's a good way to be totally obsessed with something. Probably the way I am with Demolition Man, where it's like, I am not really prepared to buy a Demolition Man pinball machine, but if I owned a home and, you know, only had to put off retirement for 8 months, I would consider it. So she wishes for that, and then her uncle dies. I think this is the one that calls her uncle dies. And her uncle's death is hilarious because her uncle, you know, looks like the tall man. And we see more of a nude old man than I would have liked, which isn't a ton. But we see, like, a lot of his legs and then his torso. And you're just like, I don't know if I needed to see this. And he slips getting into the bathtub and cracks his head on the side. And then he's going under the water, you know, and you're like, okay, well, he's dead. And the bathtub is still filling, so he's going to drown in there. But then his eyes pop open, and he sits up quickly in a panic, hits his head on the spout the water's coming up from, you know, like, smashes his head into that, and then you're like, oh, okay, now he's really dead. So, you know, he dies, and then Claire makes this wish, because this is also completely unexplained, is, like, why... Apparently there's some kind of relationship with this uncle that's no good, right? And Ryan Phillippe is like, fuck that guy, you know, and we probably won't get anything from his will. He hated us. So she wishes that they do get everything from the will, and they do. So now they're living this rich lifestyle, and you've got that sequence where the girl and her friends are going, buying expensive handbags and doing all this shit. Basically doing nothing for anyone ever. Then it's like the girl's neighbor dies. And it's sort of funny because, like, she's not even their neighbor anymore. She's, like, at home cooking dinner. She gets killed by the garbage disposal. Lots of people get killed by the garbage disposal in movies, which I don't know how often that's happening in reality. I mean, I feel like if you got hurt by it, you might, like, lose a finger, or maybe something comes shooting out and hits you in the face. But to die from the garbage disposal seems unlikely. I mean, it seems unlikely we would all have these in our homes if so many people were dying from them. And the way she dies, too, is, like, her ponytail gets stuck in it, and it, like, breaks her neck or something. Also, a complaint I have about the garbage disposal in this movie is this lady, she's, like, chopping vegetables and stuff, and she's putting, like, half of a carrot and half of an apple into the garbage disposal. And I'm just like, you deserve this. You obviously do not know. A garbage disposal is meant to get the little extra pieces that, you know, happen to fall through the cracks. It's not like you just put a whole carrot in there and you're like, oh, this will be fine. No, absolutely not. So anyway, she's dead. And it's funny because, like, people are dying, but they're kind of peripheral to Claire, our main character. They're not. You know, you'd expect, like, maybe her dad will be dead. Maybe her friends, you know what I mean? But it's, like, their old neighbor, an uncle that they didn't associate with, the dog, which you're like, eh, okay. So then Claire has a Chinese guy in her Chinese class who at one point offers her to, he's like, my sister could translate some of this for you. Because some of it's in ancient Chinese and some of it's modern. So they can read the modern part, but the ancient part they don't know. But he's like, my sister is, like, studies Chinese or something. And he's like, you know, if we go to her house, she'll do it for you. And she's like, what's the price? And he's like, well, she's a slut for wontons. So they're driving to this lady's house. And then they have a discussion about multiverses. You know, because it's a long story, but basically the guy's like, well, in the multiverse, things are probably different. And Claire is like, yeah, well, in a multiverse, maybe blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, you're into multiverses? And she's like, totally. And you're just listening to this and you're like, this does not sound like a conversation anyone has ever had ever. Like, oh, I went on a date and we discussed the multiverse? Come on. Anyway, they get up to this lady's house. She translates it. And basically what she translates is like, okay, you can make 7 wishes. You can't throw this away or get rid of it in any way. Otherwise, everything you want, you've wished for comes undone. And also, with every wish, there's a blood price. And after 7 wishes, the box owns your soul. So, you know, she's basically expository plot device, right? Here's what's happening in the movie. And then, in one of my favorite parts, this Chinese lady is like, all right, well, it's time for you guys to go. I need to be alone with my tons. She's calling her wontons tons, which I've never heard. I don't know if maybe this is a thing that I just don't know because I'm like not that into wontons, but it was like, I'm going to be alone with my tons. And I was like, okay. And so then, of course, she dies because they make some kind of wish or something. Because Claire wishes she'd be the most popular girl in school. Now, I just want to point out, I think we've made 4 wishes at this point, that so-and-so would go rot, which is fine because you're like, we're in that stage of, I don't really believe this because I don't know that I'm in a horror movie. And then there's the wish of like dating the guy and that comes true. And then there's the wish about being the most popular girl in school and that comes true. There's also, she makes a wish about, this is probably the best scene in the movie. Her dad is dumpster diving and she's like, Dad, what are you doing? We live in a mansion now. And he's like, I'm hanging out with Carl, my friend. And you're like, okay. So she wishes her dad wouldn't be embarrassing. Cut to the next scene, which is they're in the mansion and the dad is playing jazz saxophone in the middle of the room, like a smooth jazz song. There's a guy we've never seen before lightly playing the drums who may or may not be his friend Carl. We don't actually see him very much. And another guy we've definitely not seen before who's playing the piano. And her dad is like playing, you know, jazz saxophone and is real fucking into it. And this girl and her 2 friends are sitting on the steps in the house and they're watching him. And Barb from Stranger Things, in a moment that I was like, oh, Barb, I'm so sorry for you. She's like, your dad is hot sauce, like sriracha hot. I have never heard anyone say hot sauce. Also, I was like, couldn't you just say your dad is hot, like sriracha hot? Isn't that a much better line? But they're watching him play jazz saxophone, and these teenage girls are super impressed by this. Now, to be fair, Ryan Phillippe is pretty good looking for like an average suburban dad. I mean, he can't be that old, but also you're like, okay. But the fact that it's like, you know, they hated him before, and then they're like, now that he's playing this jazz saxophone, I'm pretty into it. So anyway, they try and smash the box. That doesn't work. The crazy guy gets crazier. The girls all hang out, and then one of the friends dies. You know, an elevator crashes. I don't know. It's weird. And so then, she tells her friends about the box. And her friends have some of the most rational horror movie reactions ever. The one friend is like, so wait a minute. You've made like 4-5 wishes at this point? I think she had made 5 at that point. She's like, you've made 5 wishes. And none of them have benefited your friends at all. They've all been in for you. And the girl's like, well, I didn't really think it was working. And I was like, oh, come on. And then the Barb friend is like, if I had this box, I would have like cured, you know, I would have made world peace and cured world hunger by now. And, you know, and you're like, yeah, I mean, you are kind of shitty, right? Also, oh, and the Barb friend is also like, sorry, I think the one friend said the world hunger. And then the Barb friend is like, well, I mean, obviously you have to stop using this because it's not worth it, right? She's like, is it worth it to be the most popular girl in school that your neighbor was killed? And you're like, these girls are talking a lot of sense. These high school girls, when presented with an object that grants wishes, are being very logical about this and saying like, okay, let's lay it out here. If you had wished for world peace and someone close to you died, that would probably still be worth it, right? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, if you could be a selfless person and you're like, you know, maybe my dad's going to die, but no one else will die in a war ever again. I mean, that's a pretty small price to pay. But anyway, she completely ignores their advice. You know, And so Claire uses a wish. Oh, she gets crazy and wishes her mom was still alive. So then her mom is alive. She goes downstairs. She has two younger sisters. They're like celebrating her birthday. And her dad is outside trying to trim a tree with a, he's holding a ladder for his friend Carl, who's up there using a chainsaw one-handed to trim like a tiny branch off a tree. And of course, you know, then he falls, slices open Ryan Phillippe, and he's dead. So then Claire's like, shit, I just traded my mom for my dad. So now she's made six wishes at this point, and we've been warned that the seventh wish, you know, the box owns your soul, right? And she's like, I still have one more wish. So she's like, I wish, you know, none of this had ever happened. And so then, you know, everything's back to normal and blah, blah, blah. And she's like all happy. And of course, then she gets killed at the end. She gets hit by the car by those asshole students who, you know, she hated from the beginning. And what I thought was really weird about this is I was like, okay, if you make seven wishes and then this owns your soul, bitch, when you've got five wishes, she kept saying, I have two wishes left. No, no. When you have five wishes left, you have one left. Because you want to make six and then stop, right? Because you're like, all right, if I'm going to make the sixth wish that everything's back to normal, then there will be a blood price to pay. But then after that, everything's good, right? And then I just stick this thing in the attic and forget about it. But she was like, I'll just count up to seven. And I was like, okay, well, you're going to die, right? Like, do we not know this? Are we not supposed to know? I was trying to keep track, too. I actually, during this movie, paused the movie to count up how many, because I was like, I wonder if this movie did something clever and was like, made a sneaky wish. You know what I mean? Like, if she said something early on and just said, like, some weird thing about, like, oh, I wish you wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? And then the box was like, dun, dun, dun. I thought that might be what's going on. Because then, you know, it would make sense for the movie to trick me into thinking six wishes had been made. And she was making the sixth wish, but really she was making the seventh. But that didn't happen at all. They didn't even bother. They're just like, yeah, fuck it. Let's just, you know, have her be dumb. So a bunch of dumb dummies got what they deserved, basically, is the lesson from Wish Upon. This is a very incompetently made film. It's poorly written and poorly directed. It's also like one of those, like, hey, fellow teens kind of things where you're like, whoever made this knows nothing about teenagers and didn't bother to try and learn. I recommend it. I recommend it if you want to just watch a terrible movie, like, you know, like if you've ever been tempted to watch Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror, which I've seen and is pretty bad other than one part where a guy gets like a 40-ounce bottle shoved through his head. But the rest is just boring. This one might be up your alley. If you can appreciate a movie for being crazy stupid in ways that you've never really imagined, this might be the movie for you. And with that ringing endorsement, we end yet another Potoween episode. I guess we'll see you tomorrow.